Hello.
Oh, good evening, sir. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community.
What kind of a survey?
It's mostly about elections, sir. Your opinion does matter to us a lot.
About what?
Elections. For example, my first...
You mean general election, Republicans?
Yes, my first question
I'm no Republican. Don't ask me those questions because I get angry at what's going on in the country with the Republicans.
They don't work for
the people. They work for themselves only to get $190,000
Are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
What's that?
Are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Well, you see, when you vote, you don't say who do you vote for. Yes, I'm registered.
Okay, you're registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey.
I'm a Democrat, yes. So what?
I know. Anybody
in his right mind should be a Democrat, not a Republican.
I understand. And I know it's a long way off, sir. What are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for President, U.S., Senate, Congress, and local offices in June this year? Would you say almost certain to vote? Probably? 50-50 chance, or you don't think you'll vote?
I usually vote, yes, not 50-50, it's 99.99%.
All right, sir, may I know your race?
My age?
Race.
Overboard.
May I know your race?
How old are you?
I'm old enough, sir, but you sound young.
Tell me your age and I tell you mine.
Well, it's okay, I don't need to know your age, I trust you, sir. I was asking you for your race.
I'm going to be 84, okay?
Oh, you sound very young, sir. What would you consider your race to be?
My race?
Uh-huh.
Well, reliquium reliquiorum.
I'm sorry, what
did
was
you
your
hear
race?
That?
No, sir, I didn't hear it. What was your race?
The reliquium, my race, you said, reliquium reliquiorum. That means remains of the remains.
Well, I was asking, like, for example, are you white, black, Hispanic, or Asian, or a different race?
When I look myself in the mirror, I see myself, yeah, no color, just plain white.
White, okay. All right, sir. And
I'm Caucasian, if you want to put it down. That's what they usually have on the forums.
Oh, well, I was going to ask you right now if you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No, I'm pure, going back 1,200 years.
No problem, sir. What year were you born?
If I'm 84 years old, that's easy to figure out.
It's true. I'm sorry. Bear with me. All right, sir. And moving on, my other question to you would be is, well, I want to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of a 0 to 100. 0 means very unfavorable. 100 means very favorable. If you don't know the person, you can tell me as well. For example, Stephen Fallop, from a 0 to 100, how much would you rate
him? Who was that, Stephen Fallop? That Jersey City?
Stephen Fallop. Yeah, the survey doesn't...
Yeah, well, that's the Jersey City mayor.
Mm-hmm. How much would you rate him from a 0 to 100?
Well, he's close to 90.
Okay. What about Joe Biden from a 0 to 100?
Oh, it's 190 to 200%.
How much would you rate Joe Biden, sir, from a 0 to 100?
I just said it, 200%.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, what about Rob Menendez from a 0 to 100? How much would you
rate
him?
That's the son of Rob Menendez, right?
No, sir, the survey doesn't indicate.
No, Rob Menendez, his son is Rob Menendez.
Yes, Rob Menendez, R-O-B. Mm-hmm. How much would you rate
That's
him?
That's the son of the... Yeah, Menendez, yeah.
Rob, how much would you rate him from a 0 to 100?
I don't know him. He didn't do much with anything so far. He's a congressman right now. I guess about between 60, 70, and 75, maybe more.
How much would you say, 60 or 75?
I said 75, okay.
Okay, no problem. What about Bob Menendez?
The father?
Mm-hmm. Bob Menendez?
Well, I'm non-committed because he's under investigation, poor guy.
Okay, so...
I hear people talk in the background. Who are they?
Well, that's okay, sir. There's other people doing surveys. I was asking you, how much would you rate Bob Menendez from a 0 to 100?
I just said it's really odd because poor guy is under investigation.
No
and
problem.
He shouldn't have married that woman.
What about Phil Murphy, sir, from a 0 to 100? How much would you rate
him? Oh, you mean the governor?
The Phil Murphy from a 0 to 100, how much would you rate it? The survey doesn't...
0 to 100? How about 97?
97, okay. What about Tammy Murphy from a 0 to 100?
Who, the wife?
Tammy, it doesn't indicate if it's his wife, it's just saying it's her Tammy.
Yeah,
Murphy.
Well, it's her wife, but I don't know her. I don't know anything she did.
Oh, no problem, no problem. What about Robbie Bala from a 0 to 100? How much would you rate
who?
Her? Robbie Bala?
What did you say?
Robbie Bala?
What's the, how do you spell the last name?
B-H-A-L-L-A?
Bala?
That's okay, sir. If you're not familiar, that's okay.
Never heard of.
Okay, what about Andy Kim?
Andy Kim is running against Bob Melendez, isn't it?
Oh, the survey doesn't indicate, sir, but from what you know...
Yes, he is. Yeah, that much I know, yeah.
How much would you rate him from a 0 to 100?
I don't know anything about him, but I'd say 75.
75, no problem. All right, moving on quickly, sir. Well, when you hear the name Rob Menendez, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear that name?
Well, I've seen a picture with him and somebody else, so that's it. That's what comes to my mind, but I don't know what was writing under.
Like no type of words or description of what comes to your mind so I can write it down?
No, usually don't come anything, just a picture.
Okay. And moving on quickly, sir, we would like to know as well is, would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress? Would you say you approve or disapprove?
Well, they say that he's doing whatever he's trying to do.
Oh.
But that I don't know anything, what is he doing? That's dishonest and very, very honest answer.
Well, okay. Well, would you are inclining more to approving in what he's doing or disapproving from what you may know or heard?
No, I'm not disapproving what he's doing. I'm approving what he's doing, but I don't know what he's doing.
Oh. Because you can as well answer you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
Well, let's say up in the 70s.
Oh, no, sir. These answers here would be strongly approved, somewhat approved.
Well, that's where they strongly approve. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Strongly approve, is that what you said?
Yeah, yes. You could read that as well.
Moving on quickly, sir. Thank you for your responses. If the Democratic Party, Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today and your candidates were Patricia Campos Medina, Tammy Murphy, Bob Menendez, and Andy Kim, for whom would you vote?
I don't know. I have to wait.
Are you leaning more towards any of them?
I'm not leaning towards anybody because I'm standing straight.
No, sir, meaning are you inclining to vote more for
I have no inclination towards whom, but I'm not inclined to anything as yet.
Okay. And moving on, sir, is the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today and you had to decide right now, would you lean more towards voting for Patricia Campos, Medina, Tammy Murphy, Bob Menendez, or Andy King?
Well, I'm going to tell you, as I said before, that answers the question, one that I answered before this question.
No, you're not leaning towards any of them?
Yes. I told you I'm not going to say anything till the primaries come back. Primary start. I don't know much about anybody. I've read about Kim, so on and so forth. I've seen a couple of pictures of Menendez, but I don't know those two or the others. Never heard of them.
And if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and your candidates were Robbie Bala, Rob Menendez, and Kyle Jay-Z, for who would you vote?
That, as I said before, I don't know yet anything. I haven't read. She reads Dispatch, but I don't read Dispatch. I'm in Dispatch. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh,
next question.
No problem, sir. Well, in that case, that concludes the survey, sir. Thank you so much for your time and patience. Have a nice day, sir. Thank you.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead, sir.
Can I? Would you answer it?
Yes.
How high education you have?
My highest education, sir, was a bachelor degree in computer science. Mm-hmm. That's as hard as it got.
Oh, computer science won't help you much with a human. No. Social science. That's not social science. It's really part of it. But doesn't help you when it starts to the humans.
Right, probably.
Because you are looking at the screen, you're looking at the words running in front of you, you get busy at the end of the day.
Probably I will, sir. But thank you.
Which college are you going to? We're just curious.
Oh, I went to an international college, not in the U.S. Mm-hmm. That's okay.
Which one?
It was abroad, sir. Mm-hmm. But we cannot disclose more information. I'm so sorry about that,
sir. No, that's not bad, because I'm going to probably forget as soon as I go down outside on the street to dump this thing in my hand. So you studied international, or rather, computer science, or which college? Here in New Jersey?
No, sir. It wasn't in the U.S. But that's all I can say, sir. But thank you for your time. Have a nice day, okay? Thank you, sir.
You too.